Who do we have with us for this segment?
We have Ken Walter from the Balloon Federation of America, and Ken is coordinating the balloon operations down here down on the farm. We got balloon tethered flight operations taking place in the morning and afternoon. And we also have a scheduled balloon launch for 6 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Hopefully it's not going to be like this.
Well, if it's like this, we're not launching. I got news for you.
You'd be going a long ways,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, we keep the balloons on the truck when it's like this, that's for sure. But yeah, we have right now we've got between six and eight balloons that are scheduled to be here for Saturday morning for a sunrise balloon launch. We plan on having them in the air by 6 o'clock and clear the airspace by 7. So it's really going to be a real sight to see, and we're really, really proud to be able to be part of EAA this year, to be able to have a balloon launch here. Every morning and every night when we've been available, or when it's been possible, we've been setting up balloons, before 9 and after 6. And we've gotten some really good interest with ballooning here.
Yeah, I see a lot of people when the balloons are stood up and they're sitting there with the full canopies. Is canopy the right word, or is it envelope?
Envelope.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so the envelope. When it's stood up, I see a lot of people coming around, they want to actually see what's going on. So are you able to actually talk with them as you're doing that?
Absolutely. We get the people right up to the basket, and talk to people. They can look up inside the balloon. I explain to them how it operates, and it's really intriguing. And it's a lot of people that already have a fixed wing rating that want to learn more about getting an add-on and getting rated for balloons.
That's cool.
It's really not a difficult thing to do. It's just... it's a lot of fun for all forms of aviation. It's a little bit different than flying fixed wing. We don't have a stick and rudder, but when I've had fixed wing pilots in the balloon, they're a little bit out of their element, but they quickly figure it out what goes up and what comes down.
Ken, is this your little balloonist here?
Yep, this is my son Ben here on one side, and I got Jack on the other side over here. They both have flown already. Jack can almost put the balloon together by himself. If I'd let him, he would. But he knows all the parts of it, and it's the thing with ballooning is general aviation, it's just a great family activity. My kids, my wife, we're all involved in it. And that's really what ballooning is. It brings a lot of sunshine and smiles to everybody, and young and old alike.
I would imagine he loves to run the burner, huh?
He does. He does.
I don't know what kid wouldn't like to run that burner.
Exactly. Yeah. That's making some serious fire there.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, after all these years coming down here, I think I didn't even realize that balloons were a part of ultralights down
here. Isn't it neat? I mean, it's something new that we started here like 3 years ago. And we're really appreciative of the Balloon Federation of America and their participation. Ken is a member of the board of directors for that organization. And they're all about spreading the word on balloons and trying to give information to people about how they can get into it and what ballooning is all about. So it's really a great forum for them to help get their word out. And it's great for us because it helps attract people to the south end of the field. We really are kind of a convention away from the convention on the south end here. And it's a trek to get from the main area south down here. And to have a balloon stood up, inflated, I think is a nice draw. So when people see that, they're like, oh, wow, a balloon. We want to walk down there. So they come down there after the main air show, talk to Ken and the other balloonists as they're standing next to the basket. And they also see that the ultralights are flying from the ultralight runway then at between 6:30 and 8 o'clock in the evening. So, it really works out nice to have them here because it really helps draw people down to us on the south end.
Now, Ken, since this is my first time talking to a balloonist on the fly, tell us a little bit about if a listener wanted to get involved in ballooning, what's the first step?
First step, I would say to go to bfa.net. That's our website. And there's information there where you can find a local balloonist. Here in Wisconsin, we've got a real strong group called the Wisconsin Balloon Group, where we can go to our website there, find information. And really, it's a simple, it's an easy process, to get involved. And it's a great form of aviation. And it's an affordable form of aviation, much like ultralights and light sport. It makes it a little bit easier, for the average guy to get involved. And again, like I said, it's a family sport, so everybody can get involved in it as well.
What does it take to get a balloon certificate?
10 hours of flight like trading the solo, you know, and ground.
That's school. For a private, right?
For a private, yep. And you know, you get your 10 hours of trading and your ground school in. You know, you can sign off the solo, you know, and be trades in less than a couple of months.
You know. So you could feasibly buy a used balloon, do your 10 hours of training, and be out ballooning. I mean, that sounds like something you could do in a couple of months.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I've seen it done, not so much here in Wisconsin because the weather's not as cooperative, but if you go to the Southwest, where they do a lot of flying, where they have Part 141 schools, they can get you in and out and get your rating within 2 months and have you in the air.
How much does it cost to buy a balloon? And then how much does it cost per hour to fly it?
Well, the training, I would say right now training's probably around $2,500 for training. You can buy a good used balloon between $5,000 and $8,000, maybe a little bit more now for a good used one. And your cost per flight is really minimal. It's the cost of the fuel and insurance, you know. So I figure that you're probably around $100-$125 a flight, probably for a cost for a flight. But you need a truck. You need the inflator fan to inflate the balloon. You know, you do need to get some equipment, you know. So I bought my first balloon in 1980 or 1990 for $2,500.
$2,500.
Yeah, that was my first balloon back then. Now, like I say, entry level systems. Used ones are, you know, between 5 and 10. You know.
Now, in years past, down here on the farm, we've seen ultralight balloons down here.
Right.
So Part 103 allows balloons to fly as an ultralight vehicle.
Right. What is the difference between an ultralight balloon and a regular balloon?
Well, an ultralight balloon could only carry one person and have an accommodation of one seat. Now, I guess the seat in a hot air balloon is...
Small basket,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you just stand up. You know, it's not. There's not a seat on the in the basket.
There's not even a basket. Yeah. I've seen them basically put a saddle on your propane tank and ride the propane tank is one way.
Right. And we'll have a balloon here on Saturday that is that way. It's called a cloud hopper, where it's just, you know, you strap the tank to your back. It's got a little platform about the size of the seat. And away you go. And he'll be here Saturday morning and Saturday night with the cloud hopper balloon.
So when you go out to fly, what does it take to set up? I've seen this, and it is quite an operation to get the balloon. You said your son could put it together, so it's not difficult. It's just time-consuming,
right? No, he's just really smart. It is difficult. No, it is a relatively simple system to put together. And it generally takes between 20 minutes and a half hour to get the balloon from off the truck into the air. And then once we're in the air, we have radio communication on the ground with our chase vehicle. And they follow along on the ground, and when it comes time for us to land, usually after about an hour's flight, we'll tell the chase crew what we're looking at, where we're thinking of landing, and they'll be there to help us pack up.
So basically, you fly the balloon until you need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, there is no onboard bathrooms in the balloon. You know, that's a running joke with us, you know, when we take passenger flights up.
Okay, now, do you carry champagne with you then? So when you land in somebody's field, is it customary that you greet the people with some champagne?
Absolutely. That goes back to the original form of aviation in 1783. We do carry a bottle of champagne with us. We share it with the landowners when we land, or we share it with our passengers and kind of toast the celebration, you know, of flight. Ballooning is the oldest form of flight. The first air voyage in America was in a hot air balloon. So, you know, we still use that same old traditional part of the flight.
That is neat. I got to tell you, I just got goosebumps when you just told that story.
Yeah,
just the rich history of ballooning.
Oh, yeah.
The first form of aviation,
it
really.
It absolutely was. Actually, even, and many people don't know this, the first person actually flying a balloon was a man in France by the name of Pilatre Rosier. Pilatre, if you've read it, it's much more familiar. It's actually where the word pilot came from, was Pilatre's first name. So that's how we even got the term for all aviation of pilot from the first flight in France. The first man to fly, his name was Pilatre.
Wow, that's interesting. So,
that is super neat, isn't it?
Good stuff.
Yeah. Most people had no idea about that. When I did a presentation here earlier in the week in the forum, you know, people were like, wow, I had no idea.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and that's the thing we flew hot air balloons in this country long before the Wright brothers were even thought of.
Did ballooning originate in France?
It did. 1783. That first flight was November 21st, 1783. It was developed by the Montgolfier brothers. They were the two that developed and built the first hot air balloon. And Pilatre was the first pilot.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's that's a great story. Thank you.
Yeah. That's very cool. What was your favorite balloon experience?
You know, I really enjoy flying here at home in Wisconsin. I've flown in all parts of the country, flown over the Red Rock Valleys and canyons in New Mexico and Colorado and Arizona. But I tell you, flying the Kettle Moraine Valleys and stuff west here of the Fox Valley and down toward Waukesha, you know, I still love that type of flying. But probably one of the most fun flights I had here not that long ago is we did at a different air show. The Thunderbirds were performing, and the next morning after the performance, we took a bunch of them for a balloon ride. They didn't give me a ride in their plane, but they flew with us in the balloon, and that was really fun, you know, talking with some guys that are about the ultimate stick and rudder, you know, flying in a hot air balloon. That was really pretty cool.
Yeah.
What most people know about ballooning is the big balloon fest in Albuquerque. I'm right. sure you participate in that. Your organization probably is a key part of it.
Right. The Balloon Federation of America is a national organization for ballooning in this country. The Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta is a separate entity on their own, and our members are the ones that attend that event. Very similar to what we have here with EAA, that, you know, same type of thing. That's really the mecca for ballooning. Like, this is a mecca for fixed wing general aviation.
Yeah. And all of aviation, really. Right. I mean, balloons, ultralights, rotorcraft.
Yeah.
We even have that thing with Goodyear on the side down there. I don't know. That's not a hot air balloon, but that's lighter than air.
Yep, that's right. Well, it was the dirigibles that actually took over from lighter than air in about 20 years after they were developed. And then dirigibles went into around the turn of the century, around 1900. And then balloons came back into play for in wartime. They used it for reconnaissance and things like that in wartime.
Yeah.
And then modern hot air balloons were born in the late 50s.
Yeah. But that Goodyear blimp is not the same as a hot air balloon, is it?
No, not the same at all. It works on some of the same dynamics, but mostly different because they are using a lifting gas, you know, and they do have propulsion, you know, so they can move it differently. But that's a separate rating, just like hot air balloon is a rating, you know, airship is a different rating.
And you got hot air balloon, and it is hot air ballooning. And you get your lift from what?
From hot air. That's all that we use. We just heat the air inside the balloon with liquid propane. Once it gets to a point where we have buoyancy and we have temperature differential, you know, that's what gives us lift.
And it's because hot air rises. It's as simple as that.
Hot air rises, yep.
I mean, and they're capturing it in the balloon, and away you go.
Capturing it in the balloon, exactly.
Very simple concept.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't discover it prior to
1783.
When you think about it, they didn't have that figured out. But
actually, what they thought it was is they thought it was the smoke that gave the lift because they were watching a fire. You know, they were burning a fire, and they would see the embers and pieces of ash flying in the air, and they thought it was the smoke that was giving the lift. So when they built the first hot air balloon, they were trapping the smoke, is what they thought they were doing. is they would trap the smoke in the balloon, and when it got to the point where it would break away from the anchors, they would cut the ropes and it would go up and it would slowly tip over and all the smoke would dump out and away they would go. You know, that's what the original concept was. And then they figured out it was the hot air, not the smoke. But it is a very rich history, and many people don't realize how much hot air ballooning or just the general concept really started all of aviation.
Yeah, well, you have a lot of that history in your head. Boy, we'd like to talk to you again. Yeah, and this is interesting stuff.
It's a lot of fun. It's great to be able to have a hobby that I started out just doing for fun and turn it into a profession, you know, and be able to do things. We do commercial promotions, we do balloon rides, we do all those things, put on the other events. You know, it's great to be able to have your passion also be a way you can make a living.
Ken, thank you very much for joining us on the AA Radio. Sure.